This God creates life, destroys it, and demands we keep our distance. This comet strayed too close. The sun's heat is boiling it away, creating a tail that stretches for millions of miles. It's freezing in here. There's no doubt where this comet's from, the icy wastes of deep space. But all this steam, geysers, and dust, it's the sun, again, melting the comet's frozen heart. Strange, a kind of vast, dirty snowball covered in grimy tar. Tiny grains of what looks like organic material preserved on ice since who knows when. Maybe even the beginning of the solar system. Say a comet like this crashed into the young Earth billions of years ago. Maybe it delivered organic material and water, the raw ingredients of life. It may even have sown the seeds of life on Earth that evolved into you and me. But say it crashed into the Earth now. Think of the dinosaurs, wiped out by a comet or asteroid strike. It's only a question of time. Eventually, one day, we'll go the way of the dinosaurs. If life on Earth was wiped out, we'd be stuck out here, homeless. Adrift in a hostile universe. We need to find another home. Among the millions, billions of planets, there must be one that's not too hot, not too cold, with air, sunlight, water, where, like Goldilocks, we could comfortably live. The red planet. Unmistakably, Mars. For centuries, we've looked to Mars for company, for signs of life,